This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, live tonight. This is Lock and Load. And as we have started doing every Wednesday, tonight, the gentlemen from Arbalest Quarrels, Roger Katz, Stephen DeAngeli, they join us again. I know that there's a couple of things that we're going to talk about. Primarily, we're going to start out with the SAGA and then move on to some other fine nefarious leftist shenanigans, aren't we? Who's leading off with this?
Roger. Well, I guess I will, Bill.
Okay.
Is that okay, Stephen?
That's okay. And hello, everybody. And thank you for listening to us. We appreciate it. And Bill appreciates it. And I'll be in and out once in a while to rabble rouse. And get ready to call that 202 number. Remember, 202-225-3121. We're going to start calling our congressmen. Because what's going on with our great president, he's being sidetracked, and we need to get him to start concentrating on the National Carry Reciprocity, ASAP.
All right. What I want to do, Bill, is consider another thought experiment. While we're talking about Collins' bill, we must always consider any bill, pro-Second Amendment or anti-Second Amendment, in terms of the Bill of Rights and the Second Amendment as it's written. And as I was doing my research and redrafting Collins' bill, and I realized that we need a preamble to indicate that the reason for this bill is to make it clear that Americans have lost their way, that this bill is necessary only because we have to strengthen the Second Amendment. We really shouldn't have to strengthen it at all, since it's basically absolute and perfect the way it is. Nonetheless, we're obligated to do that, given a plethora of bills, or rather laws, I should say, and codes and rules and regulations on both the federal and the state level. And I was taking a close look at the Second Amendment again and reading it in relationship to the First Amendment. And when we talk about freedom of speech and freedom of the press and freedom of association, we see a preface, basically, that Congress shall not make any laws abridging the right of free speech, the right of the free press, and the right to freely associate. And we don't have that in the Second Amendment. We could very well have had it written, Congress shall make no laws abridging the right of the people to keep and bear arms. And I wondered about this prefatory clause, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. And what came to mind, and I don't know if your listeners have thought about this, I know so much is written about it, pro and con, why would the framers put that clause in the Second Amendment if they felt that there would be any doubt through the years as to the fact that the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed? It's absolute and inviolate and sacrosanct. And what I realized was that they put this in as a justification or a qualification in terms of one thing. They were concerned more than anything else about tyranny existing in this country. more so than even the threat of foreign invasion, the threat of what might happen inside the country. And they realized that an armed citizenry would be the best check, the final check, and the final arbiter as to protecting a free republic. And it basically precedes the freedom of the press, the freedom of speech. And, of course, we know that the press has been bought and sold and basically has sold us down the river. But the Second Amendment, that preparatory clause made that clear. Well, the right of the people to keep up their arms shall not be infringed, because this is the best check against tyranny. So we have Collins' bill now as one bill, and to basically overcome the New York SAFE Act, and actually one specific clause or paragraphs within it that deal with assault weapons. And what I'm doing is to make it very clear, and unfortunately I have to use federal law to do that, to make it very clear that assault weapon is nothing more than a legal fiction. And it's not needed except for one purpose, to deny the public, to deny American citizens the right to keep and bear arms. And I will also include in this section, actually it would be in 58, I believe 45 of the IRS code, because that's where various firearms, machine guns, destructive devices are defined, will have a definition for the semi-automatic weapon, whether it's a handgun, whether it's a shotgun, whether it's a rifle. And I'm going to do a very methodical federal piece of legislation. And I want to make it very, very clear that the purpose of this is to override all the insidious attempts through the years to basically whittle and chisel the Second Amendment down to nothing, to a nullity. And Stephen, if you have a few words you'd like to say in regard to what we're doing with Collins' bill.
How much time do we have?
2 minutes.
Okay, let me alert everybody to the America's First Freedom, this issue, September, page 49, and it goes on. Mark Chestnut wrote a very interesting article. It deals with a Pew Research study. And Mark Chestnut, as you know, is the editor of the magazine. And it comes down to, remember, whatever happens, folks, we're responsible. So I'm going to quote here. It says, regarding the Pew study, further results in this category highlight the drastic gap in opinion between gun-owning Democrats and Democrats in the United States Congress as far as concealed carry of firearms is concerned. Now, of course, we can talk about concealed carry. We can talk about the so-called assault weapons. We can talk about the ban on ammunition. So we're talking about anti-gun versus pro-gun, pro-Second Amendment. Unlike 15 years ago, it's hard to find a pro-gun Democrat in Congress nowadays. I wondered about that. With near unanimous support for just about any anti-gun legislation. Yet, nearly half, 45% of Democrats or Democrat-leaning independents who own a handgun say they carry it outside of their home at least some of the time. So here we have all these Democrats. They never, ever support the Second Amendment. They never, ever support the Second Amendment. They make sure that they have their guns. And why am I saying this? It goes to what Roger is talking about, because we need to call Congress and we need to let them know that a lot of them are hypocrites. There's a double standard, and it's about time that we shake them up. That's what I think, Roger and Bill.
Yeah.
And everybody that's listening.
Okay.
202-225-3121. That's the number to call. 202-225-3121.
We'll be right back. Guys from Arbitrary Squirrel are my guests this evening. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Oh.
combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
The percentage of women who own guns is growing. American women are more knowledgeable and better equipped to defend themselves than ever before. So, why is it that every time I go to a gun shop, I feel like they're talking down to me? Like, hey, little lady, let me show you what you need. Like, all they want to do is sell me a pink gun. If you're tired of feeling that too, visit Guns for Gals, a specialty firearms boutique designed to empower women with information about firearm safety and to equip them with the means to protect themselves. The owners go out of their way to find products specifically for women, and they actually listen and ask questions to help you find the right products to meet your needs. If they wouldn't own it themselves, they won't sell it. Guns for Gals is located at 2035 Central Circle, Suite 108 in McKinney, Texas. Open Monday 1 to 6 and Tuesday through Thursday 11 to 7. And on weekends, you can find them at a gun show near you. Or shop online at www.gunsforgals.com. Guns for Gals, more than just a gun shop. It's how gun shopping should be.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. My guests this hour for Marvelous Quarrel are Roger Katz, Stephen DeAndrilli. We're talking about trying to preserve the republic. It's a republic if we can keep it. Where are we going now? What's next on the agenda?
Well, let me offer this out. In fact, let me ask you a question, Bill.
Sure.
Let me ask you this. Are we becoming more like the European Union?
Well, they certainly seem to be trying to steer us this way.
And I think that they are succeeding. When we look at what occurs in the European Union, what do we see? We see open borders. The open borders were originally supposed to be for the members of the Union, those individuals who are citizens right. of Germany and France and Belgium and so on and so forth, and not to simply be a dumping ground for anyone and everyone who would like to come to their shores. And this concept of open borders obviously is taking a place today as we speak and has been going on for some time. This issue of DACA is something that I know we had written about in the Arbelist Quarrel. And actually, we wrote an article as part of the Arsenal of Destruction, Usurpation of the Powers of Congress, Obama Rewrites Immigration Law. I wrote this with Steve back in November of 2014. And we pointed out that the cost of illegal immigration is something on the order of $45 billion a year, that Obama, before he introduced this executive order, DACA, not a piece of legislation, he admitted that he does not have the power to do this because the power to legislate belongs to Congress. Executive power shall be vested in the President of the United States, Article 2, Section 3, to faithfully execute the laws. But then for Congress, Section 1 of the U.S. Constitution sets forth that all legislative power shall be vested in the Congress of the U.S., which shall consist of a Senate and House of Representatives. And Article 1, Section 8 refers to the fact that Congress alone shall have power to establish a uniform rule of naturalization. Well, after this situation with the Hurricane Harvey, with many individuals in Houston being uprooted, including apparently a number of these so-called DACA individuals, this has come to the fore again. And I asked you about the EU because what we're really looking at here is a restructuring of what it means to be a sovereign nation. We constantly talk about or hear talk about the New World Order, which basically is a destruction of the concept of the nation state. And in lieu of that, what we have is what a party, his name is Stephen Ligomski, an attorney who wrote in the Georgia Law Review, "I shall accept that the new world order," he says, "the current world order. We inhabit a world in which nations exercise sovereignty over their own territories, classify all human beings as nationals or non-nationals, assign different bundles of rights and obligations to the two classes, and claim the authority to restrict the admission of foreign nationals." And we're seeing all of this being uprooted. Now, it may be that your listeners are particularly interested and the whys, the wherefores, and the nonsense going on about these illegal immigrants. But the fact is it's tied in with our notion of the Bill of Rights. Because if we do recognize that we have a Bill of Rights that applies to citizens, then we have to admit that we have a rule of law, and that law takes precedence over this notion that what some people would put forth of morality for individuals who really don't belong here at all. And so I see constantly this talk about morality. Well, we've got to let these individuals stay. They came in not through any fault of their own. They were young kids at the time. but they're here now. And what does that mean about the future? Well, we'll just let in more and more because it's the right thing to do. All right. Now, what about the First Amendment? Well, it's okay to talk about free speech as long as it doesn't hurt another person's feelings. What about the Second Amendment? Well, we don't need that at all. It had some use at one time in Cincinnati law. They don't have it in the European Union. And why would any civilized nation need it now? Well, actually, I would say we need it now more than ever. And, Stephen, maybe you can lay out some of the experiences living in New York and explain to the audience, because what happens in New York or in New Jersey or California can happen all over the country, and it happens incrementally, insidiously, and we just lose our rights slowly, not all at once, but just as if we are a frog in slowly boiling water. And we're not aware of a loss of anything, our lives, our rights, until it's too late.
Well, you'll have to answer that in the next segment, Stephen, because we've only got like 60 seconds left.
No, okay.
Although I will say this about New York. I will say this about New York. Now, Stephen has invited me to New York City. And he guarantees me.
Kobe steak is waiting for you. Black and blue.
Black and blue Kobe steak waiting on me if I go to New York. And I've told him that the thing I want to do is carry a gun in New York. And with very few exceptions, even the people of New York can't. What is it, like 8 million people there? There's 34,000 permits. That's pathetic. So that's keeping me. The state of New York, the way they do things in New York, is keeping me from having this black and blue Kobe steak.
And that's that, why...
There's more details to it.
Everyone listening right now, get your phone and put this number in it, and it should be right next to 911 and your children's number, and it should be a favorite number. It is the White House. It is your senator and your congressman. It is someone that should be hearing from you every day.
Give it out real quick before we go. Give it out real quick. Go. 202.
202-225-3121. 202-225-3121. Put it in your phone.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care. To thank my boss for all the thoughts and all the wisdom he shared.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
He is me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME 44 to 42424.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. My guest this hour from Arbalest Quarrel are Stephen D'Andrilli and Roger Katz. We're talking about trying to maintain the Republic, trying to push back against the glacial creep where they have eroded our rights over decades and decades. Now, for most of you, you're not old enough to remember East Germany. However, Stephen is going to tell you what it's like to be a gun owner in New York, and that's about as close as we're going to be able to get. So, go ahead, Stephen. What's it like to try to be a gun owner in New York?
It's very difficult. And let me address that question after I just lay a little foundation here and respond as quickly as possible to what Roger said in the beginning of the second segment, when you asked him a question and he thought or said that he thought we were losing the battle. I agree with Roger that we are under attack, that the Constitution is under attack, that the Bill of Rights is under attack. And I want to make it clear to everyone listening that when Roger is concerned about the First Amendment or any amendment of the Bill of Rights, We should not lose track of the fact that the Second Amendment is pivotal. And I always, when I discuss things with Roger, I talk about, okay, well, a loss of a First Amendment right or another amendment right, how does it tie into the Second Amendment? Because the majority of our audience are Second Amendment advocates, and we're concerned about the right to bear arms. I don't think we're losing the battle. And I don't think we're losing the battle because of a few reasons. And I want to, again, compliment the NRA when they need to be complimented. Earlier, I mentioned a Pew Research Center study that appeared in the NRA publication America's First Freedom by Mark Chestnut. And this goes hand in hand with my advocacy of everyone being proactive in dialing their White House representative, the 202 number. Here's a quote. Gun owners are more likely than non-gun owners to say they have ever contacted public officials to express their opinion on gun policy. Now, what that means to me is very simple. That means that we are actually picking up the phones, emailing, faxing, contacting our representatives more so than the antis. But you would never think that if you turned on the mainstream media news or the mainstream media radio stations or looked at a mainstream media newspaper. So, Roger, I again, my dear friend, we are not losing. And another thing.
Well, let me ask one question, okay? Let me ask one question because this,
sure.
You know, after Charlottesville, in
right.
a town hall, they asked the king of the Frito-Cons, Paul Ryan, Speaker of the House.
Right.
They were asking about if this was an indicator for gun control out of Charlottesville where no shots were fired, where there was no violence from shots that actually hit anybody. I've seen the one that the shot that the supposed white supremacist took. But he said, yeah. The Speaker of the House said, yeah.
Well, you know what? I'm not going to speak on behalf of the Speaker of the House. I'm not going to comment on the Speaker of the House. Roger and I in the Obelisk Quarrel do not defend anyone just because they're a Republican. In fact, we've been pretty nifty in tearing apart a lot of these Republicans. John McCain has mentioned New World Order several times in one speech. So what we want to do is tell the truth about what's really going on. And you're right. And this brings me to what I'll address that question by giving everyone some information because I as you know, in addition to being a former New York City police officer and adjunct professor at John Jay College of Criminal Justice, I also was a New York City public school high school teacher, and I get every month the United Federation of Teachers Union New York teacher newspaper. And I'm looking at the September 7th issue, which is the new issue, and I'm looking at some pages in here, page 28, for example. It says, discussing Charlottesville in your classroom. And the union has put out a number of websites that it says, in light of the events in Charlottesville, Virginia, in August, here are some teaching resources to help you navigate conversations in your classroom about tolerance, social justice, civil discourse, and more. And as I look and I checked out these sites, they're all blaming people that, for example, had no blame at all because, as our president said, both sides that advocated violence are to blame. And I believe that. And yet we now have the liberal New York teachers that are going to educate children and brainwash our children to their viewpoint and not give both sides and not let the children make a decision. Another thing, here's a retired teacher, and he writes this. When the President of the United States unambiguously articulates racist positions towards Mexicans, Hispanics, Muslims, and African Americans, educators are put in an uncomfortable position of orchestrating a civil discourse, especially when students of such groups are in front of them. Ultimately, educators will be moved to address the same issue of free speech. So now they move from that issue to the First Amendment issue. Should all speech be protected, regardless of its value as per the Constitution? Or should some speech that is deemed offensive be prohibited?
No.
That might be the type of discussion Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton would have brought to the public and to the classrooms. But since such is not the case, educators will have to carry on sans an intelligent, moral, or rational president. So what they're saying is now our school teachers are going to propagandize our children and tell them what to think on the liberal perspective and not the perspective that we adhere to. So there's our threat. But that is counteracted by another motion here that Wayne LaPierre, again, in America's First Freedom, Young Women's Leadership Summit, I mean, you have a group called Turning Point USA joining with the USA We have over 1,000 young ladies that attended this summit, and they are projecting a positive conservative position, and they are all positive and protective of the Second Amendment and our Bill of Rights. So we're not losing. That's why I'm advocating. We need to constantly call the 202-225-3121 number and tell our elected officials, get on it. This is what we want. This is why we voted for you. And this is why we'll vote you out of office. This is what we want. And we need to get our president to be able to start addressing the issue of national carry reciprocity. And we're going to do that through SAGA. We're going to do that through Congressman Chris Collins and his bill, and we're going to put his feet to the fire. So he's a Republican. Okay. We're going to commend him for what he did, but we're going to say, why didn't you do it the right way? And Roger, for the genius that he is going to hand-deliver a bill the way it should have been in the first place. And let's get everybody to get everyone that represents them to support what we're doing.
To find out more about this stuff, they write about this all the time. Go to ArbalistQuarrel.com or AmmoLand.com or here on Wednesdays when they show up here at Lock and Load. You want to give out that number one more time, Stephen, before we go to the next break?
Force me to. Yes. 202-225-3121.
Make that call. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Percentage of women who own guns is growing. American women are more knowledgeable and better equipped to defend themselves than ever before. So, why is it that every time I go to a gun shop, I feel like they're talking down to me? Like, hey, little lady, let me show you what you need. It's like all they want to do is sell me a pink gun. If you're tired of feeling that too, visit Guns for Gals, a specialty firearms boutique designed to empower women with information about firearm safety and to equip them with the means to protect themselves. The owners go out of their way to find products specifically for women, and they actually listen and ask questions to help you find the right products to meet your needs. If they wouldn't own it themselves, they won't sell it. Guns for Gals is located at 2035 Central Circle, Suite 108 in McKinney, Texas. Open Monday 1 to 6 and Tuesday through Thursday 11 to 7. And on weekends, you can find them at a gun show near you. Or shop online at www.gunsforgals.com. Guns for Gals, more than just a gun shop. It's how gun shopping should be.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. As we attempt to get you involved. And, you know, I try to get you involved all the time, and occasionally I like to have a little hip. So on Wednesdays, that means Arbless Quarrel comes back in and tries to give me a little bit of hip. As we get ready to close this out, where do we want to go one more time here?
Roger, it's your show.
Okay.
It's Bill's show. It's Bill's show. Wait. We're not taking the show from Bill. Bill, you're too good.
No, of course not.
No. It's Roger's shot now. I'll just end up with the number again. And remember, put it in your phone right next to 911 and your favorites. And let's get rolling, guys. Come on. Let's stop blaming everybody. The first thing you need to do is you need to join the NRA. The NRA is not perfect. Like no one's perfect, no organization. But you know what? Without the NRA, we don't have a shot. We don't have a chance. And with the NRA, they have the power, they have the means, they have the experience, they have the legal experts to fight in court and to do what has to be done, the grassroots and everything else. The next thing you do is listen to Lock and Load Radio, check out what Amoland's doing, subscribe to the Obelisk Quarrel. It's free. You'll get what we publish automatically if you'd like. And learn what we're putting out there. But the most important thing is you have to call up your elected officials. They have to know that you're not going to vote for them if they don't protect your Second Amendment rights and your Bill of Rights. And that's where I stand.
Roger.
All right. Okay. What I want to return to is this notion of how moralizing basically destroys the Bill of Rights, destroys our basic rights under the guise of protecting them. This notion of what is appropriate speech, for example, is becoming very noxious. Clearly, the law has stated that it's not the province of the courts to protect one's feelings. People have to have a thicker skin if they're going to be out in public. Whenever we have statutes that curb the Bill of Rights, they have to be very, very narrowly tailored. We see in the Second Amendment that hasn't been the case at all. And now we're seeing in the First Amendment the same situation. And as I was doing research, looking at how the First Amendment has been watered down, like the Second Amendment, I see in some ways that the Second Amendment has been subsumed in the First Amendment. and in a very bad way. Basically, we know that the notion of a person wearing a handgun or carrying a rifle, that's his prerogative. And yet, when he does that, apparently it frightens some people or they're conditioned to believe to be frightened. And the idea behind it is, well, a person who carries a weapon is basically engaging in hate speech. And what we see, and why I am so concerned about this whittling away of our rights, is that we see this concept of moralizing that's utilized by the internationalist, the globalist, these ruthless, secretive individuals that are really manipulating the mobs to destroy our concept of our basic values, our traditions, our history. Every day in the news, I'm reading about the statues are being covered up, how they're being moved into a museum. Do you realize how despicable that sounds? We're going to move Jefferson Davis or Robert E. Lee or Stonewall Jackson. We're going to put them in a museum, out of sight, out of mind. We're going to warehouse them. And I find that to be an obscenity. I find that to be hate speech. And where does it end? And I think it behooves the listeners to think in terms of their Second Amendment rights as a part and parcel of the Bill of Rights as a whole, even though it is true that in the final arbiter, the right of the people to keep and bear arms is going to be our basic hedge against tyranny. And as I said from the beginning of the hour, it's the reason, I believe, that the framers felt it important to have that prefatory clause in. And it was only not to minimize or somehow negate or neutralize or lessen the right that is stated in the independent clause, which is absolute and inviolate, but to make clear the reason for it, to prevent tyranny. And it is the Second Amendment that will protect the First Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, and on and on and on.
I'm being asked in the chat room about H.R. 38. Now, they haven't come back yet, right? Is it still sitting in committee?
It's still sitting in committee, as far as I can tell. When I do some legal research, that bill, just like the National Handgun Carry Reciprocity Bill, they haven't budged. They're stuck in committee. They're introduced, and then they die. That's, and nothing further happens. And that's why we have to get these guys off their dock. It's not enough to say, look, I support the Second Amendment. I have a bill. Vote for me. Well, what are you doing about it to make sure that this thing comes to fruition or at least get it to a clear debate? And we don't see it at all.
In the House, have they gotten to the 218 threshold for support? I know they're over 200 as sponsors. I know they have over 200 sponsors, but
yeah, well, the sponsors don't mean anything unless the committee to which the bill is sits. That's where the discussion is made as to any changes or to decide to move it along.
Right.
So you can have all the sponsors, but the point is to move it where it gets out of committee and onto the floor, where it can be debated, where amendments can be made to it, but at least that there's a discussion about it. Nothing is worse, pro or con, than the idea that something simply died, out of sight, out of mind. That's,
you know what,
thing,
Bill?
That's really scary.
You know what, Bill? What this reminds me of is would be like you bringing out a beautifully baked apple pie. And putting, cutting it up onto plates, getting ready to serve it with some delicious homemade ice cream and homemade whipped cream. And you put it in front of us and we look at it you don't give us a fork, and you don't say, well, this is for you to eat. I mean, if whoever sponsored any of these bills, I don't care what party they're with. Again, we're not here to defend Republicans. We're not here to defend anyone that is a hypocrite or that is teasing us. If you sponsor a bill and it's a pro-Second Amendment bill, or is it, it's supposed to be, and it's a bill that is supposed to, you know, correct some of the ills of this, of these draconian laws or legislation like the New York State Act and what's going on in California and all these prohibitions and, oh, these complexities of the law, then what you're doing is a disservice not only to your country but to your constituents, and you're teasing us and you're a hypocrite. So Republican or Democrat, we can expect it of Democrats because I said before, I don't know of one Democrat that is in favor of a Second Amendment, pro-Second Amendment bill. Why is that? Why is that? Can't one or two or three veer from their party? Or are they so allegiant to their party and so steadfast in their opposition, but yet the Republicans are broken up and they can't stick together and they can't support anything, and they certainly aren't supporting our president to get national carry reciprocity?
We'll have to leave it there.
Everyone wants.
Yeah, we'll have to leave it there. Stephen D'Andrelli, Roger Katz. You can find their writings at ArbalistQual.com, AmmoLand.com, and right here at Lock and Load. Thank you for joining me, guys.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Hour number two is coming up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.